Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God, our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I don't know if this is exactly the message of the season that you were expecting to hear on Christmas Day. After all, last night our message was one of Jesus' birth, for unto you is born a Savior. That's what you expect to hear on Christmas. Joy to the world, the Lord has come. Jesus is born. But instead, we are ending on a rather political-sounding message, our God reigns. What's that to do with Christmas? Why is that the message of the season for us on the day we celebrate the birth of Jesus? But perhaps a better question is, why don't we say that more often, especially considering the world around us? After all, the world around us is in uproar. The world seems to be falling apart. Politically, this country couldn't be more divided, as the election shows. That election was probably the most divisive I've experienced, and I don't know if it's all that much different for people with a little more years on them. But you can correct me after the service if I'm wrong. Economically, this country really couldn't be in a stranger position. The economy is actually so bad that last month or so, the fact that we didn't lose 1,000 jobs to Mexico was front page news. Even the weather lately is feeling kind of weird. I mean, last week the weather report said it was supposed to be 55 and raining today, and yeah, it's more or less 55 and raining today on Christmas. I could have sworn the song was I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, not a wet Christmas. And not only is the world itself in uproar, but society is turned against God's people. Those who believe the biblical account of creation are mocked and ridiculed in the scientific community, in public schools. I suppose that's one benefit of having our own parochial school at St. John. But those who value life are considered hateful or anti-woman or anti-choice. Those who accept the Bible's teachings concerning the law are seen as retrogressive and as, quote, haters. The world is in uproar. Society is falling apart. When we are surrounded by all of this negativity and opposition, how important is it to hear the soothing message from Isaiah, your God reigns. Despite everything that is happening around us, your God reigns. Even though the world stands in opposition to God and to his church, your God reigns. In 1 John 4, John writes, he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. God is greater. Your God reigns. And that is a huge comfort for us. Your God reigns. When the world is going crazy around us, what a comfort it is to know that there is someone out there who is in charge. And he's not in a White House. He is in Washington, the District of Corruption. He sits on a golden throne in heaven, and the whole earth is his footstool. Your God reigns. That is the message of this season, the reason for the angelic proclamation of the birth of Christ, the Messiah, the Savior of the world. But the reign of God on that first Christmas was not what anyone expected. In this world, God's reign really doesn't look like all that much. A small church in a small town in rural Kansas doesn't look like all that much. A group of people gather to sing Christmas carols, to worship God together, and to commune on simple bread and wine doesn't look like all that much. Believers working together to feed the hungry, to clothe the naked, to serve the poor don't look like all that much. But this is what the gracious reign of God in this world looks like. It doesn't look like much on earth. That first Christmas, the reign of God was a tiny infant wrapped in stable cloths and laid in a feeding trough. Doesn't look like much. A young mother pregnant before her wedding whose new husband is not the father? Doesn't look like much. A rough-hewn cave filled with stables for animals? Doesn't look like much. Dirty, stinky shepherds as heralds of the birth? Don't look like much. But that is not the end of the story. After all, Christmas is not the end of the story of God's reign, but the beginning. The reign of God looks so much more glorious as we go through the story. At the end, that little baby who came to announce the reign of God and make it a reality for us with his humble life, in his death, shows God's reign. By his death on the cross, he brings us into God's reign, giving us citizenship in his kingdom. And by his resurrection from the dead, he shows his power, power over sin, power over death, power over the devil for us. And because he rose from the dead, because he ascended into heaven to rule at God's right hand, we also will rise from the dead to dwell eternally in God's kingdom. So as we leave here to go about our Christmas celebration, to open presents, to enjoy good food and good company, the message of the season may not be on the forefront of our minds. As we look to a new year with new opportunities and new challenges, the message of the season may be and will be drowned out by the noise around us. But that message is there all the same. A message of hope in a hopeless world. A message of light in a sin-darkened reality. A message of peace in a war-torn world. Salvation is near. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. God comes to save you from your sins. God is with us. Unto us a Savior has been born. Our God reigns. Alleluia. Praise the Lord. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep and guard your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus our Lord, unto life everlasting. Amen.